So anybody who wasn't able to join today can look at their recording afterwards. So thanks everyone for joining today. So just a couple things on the agenda so far today. So what I'd like to go through is the release planning. So in the meeting last week, we defined like the high level objectives that we had. I'd like to flesh these out a little bit more this week and have some discussion around them, talk through the chapter 3 restructuring. Is there anything anyone else would like to add to the agenda today before we get started? Okay, so now that I'm logged back in, we can get started. So the first thing, so last week we defined what level some of our objectives is, define what level like of CNF testing CNTT will like look at for RC2. And then based on that, do the initial traceability of CNF requirements. So I guess, does anybody like, does this spark any ideas or discussion for anybody right now?
Hello. Again.
Hey Taylor, is that?
Seems like the familiar conversation that we were having today. So fresh off the RA2 meeting.
All right.
Yeah, so I guess one question, so I missed the RA2 meeting. So for the defining the level of CNF testing is in for CNTT, like what level is RA2 going to be looking at that?
We don't know. That was the end of the call was, we don't know. We're bringing back the discussion that I think went through the end of 2019, and in April, a ticket was created to add something. And even I will point out that even in that ticket, there's been comments about moving, instead of having it in the chapter 2, to move it to an appendix. So, and that was a continuation of this. And then maybe the only other part is OVP does care about CNF requirements, and they will be more opinionated than the generic potential path that CNTT will take. And then we will need to figure out where the test cases lie, if they're not in RC2. And if they're not there, then also where do the requirements go?
I'll try and think maybe just add a bit. So I think what sort of sparked the discussion was in the RA2 meeting was about the thing. Look, RA2 is all about the infrastructure. It's a specification for the infrastructure. So at best, what RA2 can drive is, you know, recommendations or that are useful for a workload developer who's going to going to use that or know that their workload's going to land on an infrastructure that complies with that specification, and that the infrastructure that the RA2 really should not be mandating anything about how that workload is architected or implemented. That's out of scope. So that's sort of what sparked the discussion. I do agree this has sort of been a sort of ongoing kind of a topic. And then I think what Taylor was saying is, okay, well, if that's true, then where do the compliance, where do those CNF requirements that you're testing against, where do they come from? And where do they reside? And so And maybe it's just another way of all saying what is the level or the scope of CNF testing for RC2? It seems to be really the same question. And I guess just somehow.
And I would say, to be fair, it's not that it's decided that it's not in scope, it's undecided. So, and maybe not think RA2 and RC2. I would say CNTT, because if it's in RC2, then it should be in RA2 so that you can link them together in my mind, but maybe not. So it's probably better to go to a higher level and say, does CNTT want to have in scope a set of requirements and tests that it cares about, mm-hmm. or not? Is it only going to be infrastructure and the orchestration and platform, or does it do workload?
That's fair. But also, I mean, the fact is they're different, you know. So the question is, for a CNF, if it's, let's say it's in scope, what is the level or what are you testing, right? And because you're not testing onboarding, right, which is a CNF requirement that comes from ONAP, right? The onboarding, so the data model, the whatever for onboarding, that's definitely out of scope. So then what is within scope, if it's within scope at all? And it seems that, at least my understanding of it, it has to be about how the workload consumes infrastructure or makes use of that infrastructure, be it API or be it consuming the resources. What is it that we are mandating? It's part of the specification about that. I can't see anything beyond that.
I think the interesting part of what you just said is how the workload consumes infrastructure. And I find this a lot is Kubernetes isn't an infrastructure thing. And so that very clear line between workload and infrastructure doesn't exist in the two stream. You know, Kubernetes is an application lifecycle manager. And therefore, by definition, the requirements we're doing for the platform include application lifecycle requirements. And I think that's where there's a bit more of a gray area. But I think as a principle, as Taylor said, at the moment, the principle that was agreed was RC2 defines the test cases for the OVP badges, you know, or you know, whatever mm-hmm. the terms are, you know what I mean? That's how mm-hmm. the flow is.
Yeah.
And at the moment, all of those test cases must link back to requirements in RA2. Now, we may at some point decide actually some of those workload requirements, like the ones we were discussing on the RA2 call, are sourced elsewhere. But at the moment, RA2 is the only source for any requirements in RC2. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where we're getting kind of, I think that's where the gray area has caused the confusion or the problem.
Yeah. Yep, I think that's right.
So anyway, so Bill, what I think we agreed on the RA2 call was, as we just said, those requirements need to exist somewhere. I think the activity that's happening on a Tuesday will continue anyway, because at the moment that's kind of external to CNTT. To a degree, I think we carry on because there's some issues that exist in RA2 around workload requirements, and we carry on with that and we try and define them. We've got the session next week to define them, and obviously that will flow into what CNF testing is needed in RC2. Does everyone agree with that statement?
I agree.
Yeah, Tom, can you say it one more time just so I can write it down?
Sure. So the CNF requirements meeting that happens each Tuesday, which you've got a link to in the AOB section of this agenda, that will continue regardless of CNTT scope and RA2 scope. And for me, I think we just need to keep testing the comfort levels of where the requirements come from as we go. And I don't feel there's enough value in, you know, defining another requirement source for RC2 at this stage.
Would you say that that captures like what you said so far?
Yeah, I think that'll cover it, yeah.
Does anybody know the link to the issue where this was first being discussed, or like know the issue number?
For RC2 or the RA2?
For the RA2.
1496 was the initial ticket. There's several other tickets, and that's for chapter 2. There's several other tickets for other RA chapters. They all link back to 1496, though. So you'll probably see GitHub like references when they're mentioned. And the RC2 ticket for traceability links to 1496.
Great. Yes, and that's actually my issue.
Right.
Thank you.
And there's a few RC2 tickets as well around workload requirements. And the Tuesday meeting specifically is, as you said, Tom, it's not a NTT specific meeting. It was created to be a cross community meeting because there's multiple communities that are trying to do not only the CNF, but also platform. But that one was about trying to get workloads. So there's stuff within the ONAP that's even beyond what OVP cares about, but there was service providers and stuff. But anyways, specifically for CNTT, the idea was to source whatever requirements looked good for RC2 workload and for the RA2. So for both of those, that we'd be able to have test traceability and the back requirements because of 1496. That was really the reason for sourcing them there. And I think, Tom, that you've mentioned on the RA2 and today that the consumption of resources, like there's a, maybe we could say there's a base level of requirements we would expect for any application to work on top of a CNTT specified platform with all of its Kubernetes platform with all of its capabilities. And I think that's probably still in, would be part of that CNF requirements gathering. And those are going to be very generic. Those will be very base level. And then what's happening in those meetings is we're going beyond that first base level and specifying additional things. And if those go into here, then we'll continue down that path and we'll have pull requests on RC2 and RA2. And if not, then we'll need to figure out some other place where all of those test traceability and requirements will live for the OVP program to be able to point to. And if people didn't catch that, it's beyond just what ONAP is doing. So XGVela, which China Mobile and other people are doing, they care about some workload requirements. There's other communities that go beyond. They're not just doing what ONAP is doing. So that's why we started that effort, so that we could have a set of requirements that multiple communities could use. And then each community may have like a superset.
Okay. Thanks for that. So I guess maybe the question, does anybody want to like take an initial maybe stake in the ground of like what we think like CNF testing should be for CNTT, just that we have like a discussion point to start off of?
For workloads specifically, or?
Yeah, for workloads specifically.
Okay. So right now, OPNFV funk tests for RC2 are running some testing beyond the initial platform. So there's all the platform tests, Kubernetes, ED, the X Rally, there's a bunch of different tests. And then there's some testing with a few workloads, like the IMS, Clearwater IMS is one of them, and there's integration type testing that are validating. Those are more towards what I think Tom was talking about for consumption of resources. So can you bring these up and do they consume the resources? So it's not thinking about specifically how you onboard and maybe opinionated things that ONAP, it's more of the integration test to validate that resources can be consumed and stuff. I don't know. I don't think the requirements so are defined in a way that's specific to the workloads yet, but there probably could be derived from those tests that are running right now in RC2 from a PNFV funk test. And then beyond that, there was an integration that Cedric did a few weeks ago with the CNF conformance to run additional workload test. And that onboards a CNF and then runs those tests. And Cedric is looking at how to run additional tests beyond that. So at least from the framework side of OPNFV, it's there for continuing to add layers of testing however far we want to go on that, the capabilities. So we can go from that, I don't know, the very, very minimal, does the application work at all on the platform? Can it do anything? And then whatever, however far we want to go, all the way down to very specific 3GPP requirements or whatever else. I doubt that the actual test framework and the testing process for integrating additional layers would change much in the near future, because it seems to support adding whatever layers that we want at this point, and any type of upstream test suites can be pulled in and used.
Okay, so maybe I can like create some issues for like this next release for us to like track it and like link it to the other one. So I'll go back through and like pull in the conversation so we can like understand like kind of where the conversation is going. Because it looks like we're kind of, from what Taylor's saying, we're kind of there on the technical side. We just need to think on the not theoretical side, but like the like vision side of where we actually want to be testing. So I guess before the next meeting, I'll kind of create like issues and like maybe a PR around that. And then the same for actually the traceability already has like an issue linked to it. And maybe I'll start like thinking about how we can increase like the platform test coverage. Unless anybody has any ideas on how to, or does anybody want to jump in specifically on any of those?
Are we holding off then on additional PRs for the, like the initial traceability for CNF requirement? We had some PRs to try to get the structure, and then over the last, I don't know how long it's been with all the conferences, maybe 3 or 4 months, we were starting to look at the structure in RC2 and then planning to add the different test in the traceability. Cedric talked a little bit about the mapping, how it was done in RC1, but that was the next plan for the pull request, to actually add test in there and then to go back to RE2. So what's the plan now with where we are? Are we holding off on that and not going any further?
So you're talking about this PR, right?
Yeah, that one and whatever the other one was. I think we put that in draft to keep discussing, and there was supposed to be, we wanted to merge one or two other PRs before we updated this one.
Yeah, so those are the ones that got merged before Barak. So that's like what's it in like chapter 3 right now. But this is actually something else I wanted to discuss. If like people can like add, so this is the initial structure that Taylor came up with for the chapter on how to, and like how it should be structured. So maybe if people can, before the next meeting, go back to this PR and like comment on if they think this is what they think about the structure, and then we can bring the current chapter into alignment with this. So I guess my ask for people would be to go through this PR once more and see if they think there should be this structure or another structure to the chapter. So yes, this is also something right. I kind of want to move
a refresh on. At least would sounds good, a refresh on the structure. The main point though on this is, well, I guess right before, I think it was before KubeCon, so it was before ONES, I think before KubeCon, we came down to the decision that we wanted to merge those two table types. We like the idea of both, but in general, but have like the test case name and everything linked over. And Cedric had wanted something else, so we'd probably need his feedback for probably a different section in the document. That's more of how they run, because that would tie in with what's seen in RC1. But the bigger question here is this, continuing down this path in chapter 3 is communicating that we still want to go down and have workload requirements tested in CNTT. So are we wanting to do that? Is this a good use of our time? Or I'm based on the last call and the start of this one, I'm not sure. I don't know if we're blocked or if Tom, were saying earlier, let's continue down the path because we agreed to it before. And if I'll just put it that way. We can continue, and we have a bunch of tests, and we have a set of requirements that we had put forward. So we can update the PR. We can put the test to have traceability, add the requirements that we talked about in RA2 earlier, put the PRs out, and then have the debate in GitHub if we want to do that. Or should we stop? And I don't put any effort into updating these PRs, because we're deciding if workload should even be part of CNTT or not, if it's in scope.
I think the first of those suggestions. So I think we go ahead assuming workloads are in scope of CNTT, and we go ahead assuming that at the moment that means they go into RA2 and RC2. And if we reach a point where, you know, there's an impasse where we cannot move forward, which I don't think will be on this first set, then we have to deal with, well, where else do they go then? I think that relates to your first approach rather than your second.
All right, I'm good with doing it. I just don't, if it's rejected right now, then there's no reason for me to put a PR in there. and we could do it somewhere else. Like the appendix was one request or whatever. So, all right, we can continue on that. And as Bill said, please review. And if anyone has any thoughts on the structure, then please add some comments in the ticket. The table of contents was copied from RC1 and updated minimally and cut out some of the pieces. And we'll definitely want to update that. And then the table format is the part that we're discussing before and needs review. It's not exactly like RC1 because R2 as a whole has done something a little bit different with how it's doing documents and linking things together. But I think we still want what Cedric had, and too bad he's not on the call, but he can add that later. I'll continue down the same path that we have and just update, and then we can adjust as needed.
Okay, great. Thanks. Just as a reminder, does anybody else want their name added to this issue? So that they get the notification. Okay, so people can just kind of look at this structure before the next meeting, that'd be great. So I guess the takeaways is, so we'll continue working on like CNF testing and we'll have the discussion in GitHub. Because it looks like we do want to include at like some level, like workload requirements, but we're still kind of hashing it out in RA2, what exactly that's going to be. And then the other big thing is looking at like how we're going to like structure our chapter 3. For like other business, the meeting that we were talking about, if anybody's not familiar, is a meeting outside CNTT that's looking to collate like CNF requirements from multiple different sources. And these are kind of like the links to it also. There's also going to be, this is just a reminder that next week, at the virtual event, there'll also be, Tom, is there, it's in the schedule now, right?
Yeah, let me give you a link.
So I'll update, or I can add it in.
Okay.
Tom, you can, after the meeting, add in the link for that too. So is there anything anyone else wants to discuss today? Okay. Wait, anything in the chat? Oh yeah. So this is also the link to the virtual face-to-face schedule. So thanks, Tom. So this is just a reminder that event will be happening next week. So we won't be having our regular meeting next week because I hope everybody will be able to attend the virtual meeting or virtual face-to-face. So yeah, I guess thanks everyone for joining today. Let's keep moving forwards.
Thanks, all.
Cheers.
Thanks.